Welcome to Forward, a podcast by EasyCare, where we protect what moves you with your host, Corey Smith. The views and opinions expressed by guests in this podcast may not be those of the host or EasyCare and Avco Holdings Brands.
Welcome to Forward. I'm your host, Corey Smith, National Fixed Operations Training Director with EasyCare. Today, I'm being joined by my new co-host, Eric Howdige. Eric, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much. It's exciting to be here. We have an exciting guest. I am ready to rock and roll, Corey.
Yeah, please welcome our guest today, Joe Shaker. Joe, welcome to Forward.
Hello, hello. I didn't realize it was the first time the dynamic duo got together here. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, we're shaking things up here, Joe, as your last name would say, right?
Yeah.
So before we get into the episode, which is tailor-made for you, we're going to title this one Lights, Camera, Action, Joe Shaker on Revolutionizing Dealerships with Video Transparency. So Joe, tell us a little bit about you, how you got in the business, and what is your company up to today?
Yeah, so I'm an auto dealer first. I became a dealer in my early 20s when I was approved as a dealer and owner in the Shaker Auto Group, and we're in New England area, Connecticut and Massachusetts. And so we have stores around Metro Boston area and then into Connecticut. So mid-sized dealer group, it's great. I started True Video years ago when I just started calling my best customers. And I asked the customers, how was your service? And I always feared failure. I fear disruption. Everybody's trying to always disrupt the auto business. So you're always looking over your shoulder. And I got really good reviews from the customers. They bought 3 cars. They loved the service. They knew the advisors by name on the service side. That's fabulous. And then I asked them one last question. I said, did you ever have any doubts? And every single customer that just gave me a rave review said, yeah, well, you're always going to have doubts. So that was the moment that changed everything for me. And I also saw the growth of video happening. And so that's how we started True Video. And we tested it ourselves, tested it in multiple 20 groups before we even made it a business, because I already had a day job. And I had a buddy of mine who was a technologist. And I asked him if he'd help me just do it at the beginning and I'd pay for it. And we did, and it just worked out. And then it just took off, and it's been a crazy, crazy ride ever since.
That's amazing. I love the story. The next question that I want to ask you, it's kind of a two-part question, Joe. So I start off by asking, how has video communication changed the way service departments interact with customers, and what measurable impact have you seen on the trust and repair order approvals from customers?
Yeah, so I used to say this to people and say, well, here's what's going to happen. And there's been so many studies on it now, it's super factual. So first thing is, I want to just start off by saying, when we talk about video today here, we should level set and say, I always tell people, like 8 billion videos are watched every day just on Facebook, not counting TikTok, YouTube, and everything else, right? So I always tell people when I'm talking to my friends that are dealers, I go, this is not a customer behavior. This is a human behavior. And 7 hours watched a day, the stats. So when we start off talking about it, let's just think about, where is the customer? People always say in marketing meetings, meet the customer where they are and all these different things, and then they don't pay attention to it. So video is really, if you look at human, it's a human behavior. So how does it happen, and what are the things that's happened in service, and how has it grown? Service has grown measurably by it. The average is, it depends on where you start, in terms of your repair orders. But the average is, when people start video that weren't using video, is a 30%+ jump in revenue per repair order. That is a standard right now. That's not, and it's growing into different ways, and I'll explain that in a minute. CSI, it has exploded. I mean, the number one brand doing video right now today is Mazda. I think Mazda is doing like 75% of every customer facing video today. Every customer facing repair order gets a video. They're doing an incredible job. Customer facing, we've created these data sets. Customer facing, we call as customer pay repair order. and a warranty repair order. Any repair order that's customer facing. We don't count internals or any of the other repair orders. So, and I've enjoyed watching Mazda on JD Power's SSI Service Satisfaction Index. I mean, they went from number 11 to number 3 in 1 year. Wow. Then they went from number 3 to number 2. And now they're up in the over the mid 800s in scores. So wherever anything pans out, they're always up there. Previous, they were never really above the mid range. So the executive team at Mazda and the folks over there, they're really focused on great behaviors and great communications with the customers. So those are examples of not just brands, but then the if you, when we're talking to a dealer, I'll give you a great example. You walk into a dealership and you guys have done a lot of this stuff and you say, all right, how many repair orders are you doing a month? And they say 600, let's say it's a smaller store. And you go, well, you're going to do $50 more in labor, not by changing the way you do business, but by changing the way you communicate. So 50 times 600, 30,000 a month. It's, you know,
yeah.
That it's unbelievable, and all we're doing is changing the way we communicate.
I love that. The when you said the word human behavior, I mean, my attention was all yours. It's one of my favorite topics. It's one of the things that I love to study and look at, because you're completely correct. That's the one angle that many people don't see. This is the way humans are behaving now. Everything we do. Everything, whether you're going to go do a DIY project, whether you're going to do some research, everything first comes off of I have to see it to believe it. It has to come from video.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's I love that point of view too, Eric. What are the key elements of effective service videos that ensure the customer's engagement? You know, they're going to watch it, but having that engagement that drives decision making, is there like a how to really make this video effective so that it's driving a decision, or does it get followed up with a phone call from the advisor?
Yeah. So you have to understand, and I'm going to go back to Eric's point on human behavior there, and I'm going to touch on what's important with making a video. So you're asking a couple of questions there, but it really all ties together. So we live in a fast paced world where people have very low attention spans. So what you want to do is have a standardized video. We actually have a book we wrote with all the trainings we've done. We actually compiled it all in a book and put it on Amazon so they would make the book for us. And we have all of our partners that use video, because we're not only True Video direct to dealer, we power some of the largest service software companies in the automobile business. They use our technology inside their service lane technologies and in their full thing. So we wrote out a book about it. And so when you look at human behavior, you say, okay, short attention spans. So let's keep this video, normalized video at about a minute, 30 seconds. The standard practices are starting at the back of the vehicle so the customer can see their license plate and know that you're showing them actually their car. And you make your way around the vehicle doing a multi-point inspection process. And describing things and explaining things to customers, which they can't see on a green, yellow, red, you know, MPI sheet. And that process, if you're doing a standard, if you're doing the same methodology, we have a pause button, which was one of the key things years ago that other people actually didn't have, that allows us to press pause, lower the vehicle, open the hood, and then showcase around the fluids, filters, and everything that you want to showcase under the hood. So doing it in a timely manner allows the customer to see and understand the most they can. And the standardized way about it is you should be doing about a minute 30 on average.
Well, okay. All right. So how can dealerships use video tools to bridge the gap between customers and technicians, especially for those complex repairs that the customer has no idea what this is, right? That may require detailed explanation.
So I'm going to share a funny story with you. So when we started this, we noticed that 34% of the videos were being shared. So we track all the analytics. Now, in our time in the car business, right, we've always looked at the websites, time on site, bounce rate, all these different analytics, and those are for IP addresses. But how about we follow the engagement of customers that we know? that are not thinking about doing a transaction, but in the middle of a transaction. How valuable is that data and information, right? So what we noticed was 34% after our first 7 million videos, which was like, I don't know, 3 years ago or 4 years ago, we noticed that 34% of videos were being shared. And what that meant to me as a dealer was, wow, I'm not talking to the decision maker or even the co-decision maker, and they're in front of me. I'm not actually talking to the full or the co-decision. There's a co-decision maker. And what was really important about this is think about articulating a really complex repair, as Corey just suggested, right? So what we did was we said, let's go to a dealership and let's figure out what's going on. And we saw that technicians were making 5 recommendations. The advisors were watering them down to 3 before they even spoke to the customer, for 2 reasons, by the way. Number one is they were afraid to tell the customer the price, and they were thinking with their wallet, not the customer's. And the second one was they thought the tech might be overselling. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're trying to solve trust with customers, and here we've uncovered a distrust internally at a dealership. Either way, the 5 went to 3. They called the customer up and they tried to explain it. And the customer tried to remember what was said and then called 34% of the time the other person in their life, mother, father, brother, sister, whatever. And by the time that the message got through the communication chain, it might as well have been Swahili. So video has been really good because we're able to send an unadulterated, clear message to everyone in that communication chain, Corey. So it's even more than just explaining something complex. Everyone in that communication chain gets the same clear, concise message from the doctor, not the receptionist. And that has probably driven revenue. Half the revenue drive and customer experience was probably by fixing the communication chain, not just seeing and believing. Crazy.
You have me clapping over here. For the people who can't see us and could only hear us, I'm clapping every time I'm hearing this man say something. Joe, you're dropping information. There's something that you said right now that really triggered my mind. I'm huge with process. I'm huge with evolving process because I think our times are changing faster than people can keep up with them. And if you're still performing the same process you were 10, 15 years ago with today's client, today's customer, you're not keeping up with the demand of the world. And you said something that was key to me. You said when you start the walk around process from a video standpoint, you start it from the back of the vehicle, looking at the license plate so that the customer knows it's theirs. And think about how many people out there, if you're not taking notes, you should be taking notes when you're hearing Joe talk. When you're starting a walk around, you think, hey, I'm going to go show, or I'm sorry, you're starting a video. You think, hey, I'm going to go show the video from the point of where the failure is or what I want to show the customer, because that's what goes directly into our mind. But think about it from a customer standpoint. The customer immediately thinks, is this my car? And you eliminate the possibility of those thoughts by starting with the plate. I love that. And with the challenges that service departments face when adopting video technology, how can they overcome resistance to ensure a smooth implementation?
So it used to be a lot harder when we started, right? Because video wasn't common. So by May, we're trending right now, our video volume. By May, True Video alone and the partners that use us, we will be doing 2.5 million video views a month.
Wow.
Okay, so that's a lot of customer interactions. So, I mean, it's become the norm. So back in the day, it was a lot harder. You go into the technicians and you want to describe what's really happening. A couple of things that you do is you explain what's in it for them. And once you explain what's in it for the technicians, there's so much that they're not aware of. And the technicians don't understand the communication chain's broken. When you tell them, they're like, oh, yeah. You'll have technicians that do a multi-point inspection and they go to a very specific advisor at a dealership because they don't trust another advisor. There's a lot of stuff that breaks down. They want the clear, consistent message. They want to make sure that their upselling is getting to the customer. you know, and it's not broken down. And when you show them all these things and you show them the rewards of it, both with the customer experience and the customer saying yes to more things, it gets addictive. So the standard dealership, when you go in, there's a one third adopt very easily and very quickly. The second third come on in about a month. They get their mojo going. And then the last holdouts, which are probably the master certified, I've been here forever, those techs adopt last, and then they become the most fervent users of it, which is weird. It takes so long for them to adopt, but once you kind of earn them, they're like, you got to do it every time, and you have to do it right every time. So it's an amazing, it happens the same at every dealership. But it's so normal today. It's table stakes that technicians know. We have technicians in interviews that we do at our dealerships that ask if we have video and do we use video at the dealership, and they won't work there unless you do.
Look at that. Wow. Wow. In your experience, Joe, how does video transparency influence customer retention? Because the goal is we want the customer to come back in fixed ops, because we know if they come back in fixed ops, they're going to buy their next car from us, right? Mm-hmm. And this is a kind of a two-part question, but in your mind, what are the best practices that a dealership can adopt to maximize the impact?
So if you just go back in time, right? If you go back in time, people would say, even at the dealership today, we'll have someone come look at a used car and say, hey, I want to buy it, but I want to bring it to my mechanic. And you're like, my mechanic? What, do you own the guy? You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean my mechanic, right? Well, we know what they mean. This is someone that they've had fix their car and they trust over time. And they've been able to build a relationship with. You know why? Because they didn't have a huge building with 25 bays in this process to get people in and out in a timely fashion. Right. And so really, the real secret to retention, and you're always going to go back to the word trust, right? It's really trust. And when customers can build a relationship with a place, build trust, they're going to retain. And what are things that you can do? It's not just sending a video. What you're going to notice, if I'm on with you guys in a year from now on a podcast doing something like this, what we're going to be talking about is everybody went from volumes of video to quality of video. That's the 2.0. Because you can go around and do a minute 30, but what is a great video? What is a great video? And we've built technology to analyze quality of video at True Video, and we have OEMs asking us about it all the time. But you know, if I'm able to explain to you, what does it mean when something is this size? Like if I give you a brake size or a tire size, what does that mean? What does it mean? Do you just go up and you go, oh, you're yellow, you're good till next time, and you just keep going? Or do you say, oh, we're measuring yellow, here's the measurement, here's what that means? And do we put a post-roll video at the end and say, at the end of this video, you're going to show the stopping on tires based on the numbers that I showed you? The amount of car lengths that, you know, it takes to stop your vehicle? Or how do you educate the customer? So you're not only showing them, but you're educating them, and people feel trust when you're both showing and educating. Also the quality of the video, the words per minute, how you speak. There's so many different things that is trust building. And when I understand and by the way, are tires a key element as an example to retention? Where's the key defection point in service, right? You guys are always gonna say, oh, it's gonna be tires, it's gonna be. So the whole point is if you're great at explaining that, if you're great at showing that, that is as important as buy three, get one free or any other stuff that you got cooking at the store.
Okay, all right.
That's the key.
I wanna get into, I'm saying this out loud, I am stealing one of Corey's favorite lines, and he doesn't know that I'm doing this, but Corey, we're going to shift into different gears here, all right?
I love it.
See, you have to learn. So when you hang out with Corey, you learn very quickly. And I'm like, hey, well, as soon as this time comes, I'm stealing this line. So I just wanted to do it because I'm a big fan of that line. But saying that, you know, one of the things that we love about what we do is you got to be full circle, right? You just can't sit there and talk about fixed operations and ignore the fact that there's other departments in the store. And one of those departments is the sales department, right? The Vario department. And with video, in what ways can a sales team leverage video tools to personalize the buying experience and close more deals?
All right. So today, I just got off a call with a dealer in California who, you know, you know, reaches out with his full team all the time and asks me to give a State of the Union on communication. So it just got off like at 10 minutes before I jumped with you. And that dealer you're competing with requires a video to go out with every single lead that comes in because they're trying to do something different to engage the customer. Now, if you think about it, just let's talk about used cars for a second. If you just do a used car lead and you get a used car inquiry, the customer wants to drive over, see if you have the vehicle, if it's available. But if it's available and you can show them it's available, you can also show them the condition it's in with the equipment that they expect. And that's why they're going to take an hour and a half and drive and go see it. So when you look at video overall, people always say, what are the triggers, Joe? What are the triggers that make it a return? Well, you get in 100 leads. Generally, dealers make, whatever, 25% appointments on those 100 leads, right? And then 70%, so there's appointments made, appointments kept, and then there's cars sold. Where video helps is on the appointments made and the appointments kept. So it could drive that number from 25%, 25 appointments made to 35 appointments made. It could drive the appointments kept from 50% to 70%. And then if you're closing half of the deals of people that come in and that's your standard number, that drives your percentage on your leads or phone calls up to a crazy number. You're not going to be doing 7% lead to close ratio. You're going to be doing 12. But it's because you're doing these different behaviors. So they always ask me that. Dealers always ask me that. You know, boil it down to the return. The return is appointments made and appointments kept. That's where video, the triggers. And if you go into that multiplier that you see on that lead follow and you just move those numbers, 5-6% on each, your end number explodes.
Oh, wow. That's mind-blowing. I love that. And I think it really, we're seeing a trend, and you talked about it earlier, is that 8 billion videos are being watched just on Facebook a day, right? That's a lot, right? What role does video play in building a relationship and trust with an online car buyer, right? Before it was just been all the pictures, right? And now we're talking video.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody forgets that. Yeah.
Before they even visit the dealership in the showroom in person, how does that work?
So if you're a real automobile person and I get you on the phone and you're interested in a car query, I'm going to ask you, it's like, what specifically are you looking for? Or you're going to specifically tell me, hey, I'm looking at that Corvette that you guys have. I'm wondering if it has X, Y, and Z. And then I'm like, okay, are you also looking for this, that? And then, so what I'm doing is identifying exactly, does the car fit your needs and all that stuff in the 3 minutes we have to talk. Mm-hmm. And when I go do the video, I'm going to send you a video and tell you, I'm going to walk around the car. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to point out exactly the things that you mentioned are important to you. Right. So when we're talking and sending videos to customers, we're not just sending a video, and it's, you can send out generic videos and be automated and lazy, or you can, the automated videos are okay. Personalized videos are really important. That's really the secret to, getting the customer in. And, you know, we talked earlier, and we were talking about human behavior with Eric and you. And one of the things that also is happening is many of these messages are being sent via text. So it's asynchronous. So think about this. If I put you on hold for 1 minute and 30 seconds, because you're multitasking, most humans or the human behavior is multitasking today. If you can't do other things because you're on hold, somebody comes up to talk to you, you go like this, no, I'm on the phone. You feel like you're being held hostage. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But I could text you back 400% later in 6 minutes and you're going to grab your phone and go like this. Oh, great. They just got back to me. So I'm going to contact you later and you're going to have a better experience. So the another human experience we're having is this asynchronous communication. So one of the things that really works out well is I can send a video to you. You can watch it at your leisure. Someone could be talking to you and you could respond back to me in 10 or 15 minutes later. And we're continuing the conversation at your leisure while you're doing things. So the messaging connected with the video is allowing for communication, not to be, oh, let me check my email. The messaging combined with the video is providing a customer an incredible experience. It also speeds up. We didn't talk about it in service, but customers respond quicker, and they respond quicker in sales with messaging, because that's the most important. 96% open rate, opened within 3 minutes. None of the other communication levels meet that. So the video combined with the messaging, the deliverability of the stream to the customer via text really starts off a really great communication on how customers are communicating today.
And one of the things that I took away, well, actually, there's two that I'm combining. First of all, you said we were talking about a Corvette, and my mind automatically put me inside of a Corvette, right? And it's me and Corey driving down, shooting the podcast, driving to Joe Shaker's house is what I was thinking out loud. But here's my thought, right? You said for fixed operations, when you're repairing a vehicle, we get a minute and 30 seconds, right? That's the attention span of the customer during a repair. During a purchasing experience, you get 3 minutes. You're talking about double the time. There is a larger investment, right? Because it's the second biggest purchase that most people do besides their home is a vehicle. So you have 3 minutes to be able to communicate, more importantly, connect with the person who's watching this video. So with consumer demanding more transparency, how can video enhance the presentation of features, pricing, trading evaluations during the sales process?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, video is about as transparent as you can get. Everybody forgets that when you're doing video, you're not only seeing things, but everybody forgets video includes narrative. Everybody forgets. It's like when you send a report out in the old days, it'd have five pictures and then you had to type like seven paragraphs at the bottom describing everything. You're getting the narrative as I'm walking around the car. You're hearing my tone of voice. You're getting other communication cues. You're getting me pointing things out. Right now we're working on augmented reality with video. So I'm going to be able to go up to that Corvette and I'm going to be able to point to things wearing a pair of glasses that are taking the video and then draw lines over scratches. I'm going to be able to detect damage on a vehicle just by looking at it. These are all the technologies we're working on today. I'm going to see a tire and it's going to show the rash around the rim. These technologies are largely been created for video content creators, but they're very applicable to our business in terms of helping someone understand, see, measure a scratch. I'll be able to go like this, touch it, drag my finger, and you're going to be able to see that that scratch is 2.5 inches. We already have that technology now, Corey. So we're embedding. We've been contacted by super large companies that do technologies and glasses, and they've sent over the development glasses that we're embedding to do both for service and for sales. You know, when we're doing as many videos as we're doing, we want to be doing by the end of next year. Our goal is to try to be up to 4 million video views a month and doing 50 million videos between sales and service a year just by the end of this year is our run rate target. So being able to provide a great experience, and this stuff is coming on like you read about. So you're talking about what customers will be demanding, more transparency. Well, we're already showing a video. We already have narrative. They already get to meet the person that they're going to see when they get there. They're getting this comfort level that they didn't get through some cold email or phone call, right, through a BDC, which isn't even the person you're going to be meeting. And then you're also going to be getting all these enhanced tools to showcase the product and create incredibly visual cues so that you can understand more. It's taking communication is accelerating so far beyond the video. And by the way, I got to ask you guys a question. If I gave you the data and analytics, which we haven't touched upon, because this is way more sophisticated than taking a video. That's why people use our stuff, because you can't do all these things simultaneously. If someone's watched a video 6 times and shared it twice on a car, are they more interested in the car than someone who's only watched it once?
I would assume so. Yeah.
All right. What's that engagement? What are those engagement analytics worth? You should see a video length on an RV. I mean, there's cabinets in there. I mean, legit. I saw we had a customer sell an RV for over $1 million from 7 hour a drive away, And when you say it was watched 50 plus times, and they have cabinets and like refrigerators in there. I never thought of that as a car guy.
Yeah, that's right. Crazy. Man, you're blowing my mind.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm just, you know, again, I want people look, I want to die a car dealer. And the only way that that's going to happen is we've got to make these communications crystal clear and provide them for everybody, whether through us or through our partners, so that customers have a fabulous experience and they learn trust. You can earn trust, but there's ways you can earn trust faster. And that's by being able to use these tools that people currently use in their lives today.
If we were in an office, you'd have me running around the office right now, high-fiving everybody of how excited you have to go. And it's like, this is incredible information.
So here's a question, and I know people that are listening are like, well, does that mean my employees are going to have to be actors and actresses? You know, they're going to have to change how they're used to talking to people. Because when Eric and I go into training classes and we do role-playing, they're like, well, I'm really uncomfortable around role-playing, but with a customer, I'm perfect, right? So for that person that's listening, saying that my people are going to have to be actors and actresses, what do you say to that?
I mean, they have to be actors and actresses when they take an up. Like, what's the difference? I mean, so are you going to shut it off? Like, you have to be an actor and actress when you take somebody's write a repair order or walk around a car with them in the drive. So you're already doing it. And by the way, YouTube has done a huge favor for us. It's made the granular video. Social media has made a granular video acceptable. No one's looking for a Martin Scorsese epic, you know, film to be sent on that Corvette you guys had a lead in on. They're not looking for that, right? So again, we're going into human behaviors. They already know YouTube. They already know social. They already know granular videos. Salespeople are doing what they do anyway, and they can press stop, they can press delete, they can do another one, they can get a comfort level. Some people are probably more comfortable doing a video than actually talking to a customer on the phone today. And if you listen to the phone calls like I listen to at dealerships, oh my God. So, you know, I mean, seriously, no matter how much training we put in, we listen, they just can't get it perfect. So I really think that if I'm, you know, that's what I would tell you as a dealer. I'd say, don't worry about it. You don't worry about it when you sell a car. You shouldn't worry about it when you're presenting a car. We're not staring at you in a conference room with trainers going, you know, the spotlight's on you. You're in the back lot. You've parked the car sideways right next to the fence. That's beautiful. And you're just doing a walk around to the vehicle by yourself. It should be the best opportunity to give your best presentation.
All right. I love that. What advice would you give to dealerships looking to integrate video into their overall sales strategy, from lead generation to post-sales follow-up?
Yeah, so I would, a couple of things. Number one is, I would start off like I talk with all my friends and all the, I'm in multiple 20 groups and stuff. So I would start off and I'd say, look, don't change the way you do business. Let's change the way you communicate, what I told you earlier, right? Really simple. The second thing I would say is, why don't you look at every area that you touch the customer communicating and see where video would be great? So I'll give you a great example on the sales side. We have a dealer who's fabulous, who not only makes an appointment with you and shows you the car that you're coming in to see, but their confirmation, when you make a confirmation, appointment confirmations, the sales manager sends a video of himself and says, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. I'm the sales manager. I just wanted you to have another face that you know when you come in. Looking forward to seeing you today. We have you at 11 p.m. on that Corvette, or 11 a.m. on that Corvette. If you just like to text back here that's great. It's still going to work for you. That'd be super. And I just want to say, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Right. So there, the customer saying, there, the dealer is saying, I'm not only send you a video on the Corvette, but when you made the appointment, my confirmation is going to go to you in video, and it's going to come from a manager. So the customer has two faces they know and a comfort level. So my confirmation is going to have it. So that would be a dealer that looks in and says, what are the touch points that I talk to a customer and contact them, and which ones should we try video in each one of those touch points? And I guess the last thing is, I would steal that famous line from Shawshank Redemption, and I would say, you have to decide, are you going to get busy living or get busy dying? Right? It's like, this is one of those, this is customers, the way they are communicate, and this is dealers being innovative and saying, I could reach you on your terms where you are in the method in which you want to consume information. And why wouldn't you want to? I'm trying to sell cars. If you need me to speak a different language, we'll find out how to speak that language with you. We'll use our AI to speak languages with you that we have, or whatever. You'll do whatever it takes to meet the customer where they are, and video is where customers are. That's just the bottom line. If you're not on video right now, it's like, I just can't believe you're not.
So, Joe, we're right up against the time, and I want to get these three takeaways from you in your mind that people that are listening to this podcast in this episode, what they can take away and make it actionable to them today.
All right. Well, number one, get started, commit to the fact that customers want to be communicated, and commit to the results that are already exist, whether it's increase in sales or whether it's an increase in your sales per repair order. I mean, I joke around with dealers all the time. We give away razors to sell blades, but there's a lot of dealers that didn't get that memo. I mean, like, if you're not optimized, service right now is as strong as it's ever been. Service right now is as strong, and it's only getting stronger. The dealers are doing a great job, but we need to do the best job to grow that retention. All right. And then, so number one would be get started, knowing that video is the way to go. Number two, just do some research and look at different vendors that you might use or are currently using. And, you know, I'd hit up a podcast like yours, Corey, here, and see, like, what are people saying, what's out there. But the reality is you got to get started. Videos become the norm in service. If you want to drive higher close rates on phone and internet leads, you need to send videos with sales. Those are all proven metrics over the last 5-6 years. And those are the behavioral changes that need to be made. And then you need to hold your people accountable to that structure. And that's just like you guys, when you're doing your trainings, like, you set up these systems, and if you don't hold people accountable to your process and systems, you know, I mean, that's you guys wrote the book on that part.
But those are three fantastic takeaways that people can take action on today. I love it. Joe, here's an important question. How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so we're always looking to help. And obviously, you know, I'm a collaborator, being in all these 20 groups and having so many friends in this business. So joe@truvideo.com, joe@truvideo, truvideo.com. And if I can answer any questions or help you in your journey, don't hesitate to fire over an email to me. I'll do what I can.
Love that. EasyCare is a total performance provider working alongside your team to help achieve your goals in F&I and across the dealerships. We are an award-winning provider and administrator of F&I products and can provide the tools, knowledge, and training needed to unlock the potential of your dealership. For more information on EasyCare or to be a guest on Forward, please feel free to send me an email at csmith@afcoholdings.com. Joe, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being a part of this episode. And I'll end with this last question like I ask every guest. Will you please come back?
Yes, of course. And continue to text me and do all the stuff we do when we're not on this. And it's been great. It's great being with you folks.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you for listening to Forward, a podcast brought to you by EasyCare with Corey Smith. Be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes are released on the 5th and 20th of every month.